That's exactly what we're doing today, listening to the still, small voice. I seem to have a lot of equipment for that. Hang on. Okay. So you need four things for this: paper, a pen to write with, a white stone, and a Sharpie. Does anybody need any of that? Raise your hands and the ushers will bring it. Sherry, there are a couple up here. Yeah, you're on your own for pens. While you do that, I'm going to light the candles one more time. I don't know what the protocol is for lighting Advent candles after Christmas, but they're so pretty. Okay, one more, Baxter. All right. So just keep those handy. And if you're listening online later, you can follow along and do this yourself. Paper, pen, a stone, and a Sharpie. This is a day we look forward to in this church as we bring one year to a close and we ask for guidance into the next year. We have two ceremonies. Most Unity churches do these on successive Sundays, but we like them together. The burning bowl ends the year. We write down what we want to release or leave behind and burn it up in a fire. And because it's cold and rainy, we will do that in the fireside room. I'm so glad we have a use for that enormous fireplace today. The white stone is a meditation seeking guidance for the coming year. So I will explain some more about both of them. And I know some of you have not participated in this before, but for those who have, I have a suggestion before we start, actually two. If you came today with ideas for what you might write down to burn up in the burning bowl, or the word you might write on your white stone, I hope you will just set those aside for now. Relax your mind, open your heart, let Spirit speak to you when we go into the quiet times. The same words might come back to you, but you also might be surprised by what springs to mind. And it might not make sense today, but it will by the end of the year. Also, if you have done this before, sometimes I feel you getting restless, like, okay, let's write, let's burn, let's go. Please just be patient as I explain this to people who've never done it before, and you might hear something new or useful for yourself too, because you are in a different place than you were in previous years. This is a two-part talk, well, really four. I'll talk about the burning bowl, what it means, how it works. Then you'll have a few minutes to write down what you want to release. And then I'll talk about the white stone and what that means. And then we'll go into meditation so you can listen for a word to write on your stone that might guide you into 2015. By the way, based on the series we just finished, I think the burning bowl is by me. I am consciously creating the life I want by releasing what no longer serves me. And white stone is through me. I allow a word or phrase to come through me. I allow guidance to become conscious. If you missed that series, it's online at unityofwimberley.com. So, let's start with the burning bowl. First, what this is not. This is not New Year's resolutions. Those often come from the inner critic. Oh, you need to lose weight, you shouldn't smoke, get more exercise, be patient with the children. Burning bowl is not to make you feel like a failure. Burning bowl is to release anything in you that gets in the way of your happiness. Release is one of our 12 powers. These are the divine attributes built into us on these quilts. And with burning bowl, we are invoking the power of renunciation, that one right there. And you see on our quilt, it's the perfect picture because it is a tree dropping its leaves. Nature has no problem letting go of what it no longer needs. In fact, it's supposed to work that way. Nothing is expected to last forever. It is released, reused in some other form, and replaced. New leaves will come out very soon. The tree is not worried. So what might you release today? Let me suggest a few areas to look in. Start with attachments. Who or what are you holding on to most tightly, most afraid to let go? We humans get so attached to how things are or should be or have to be, a relationship, a job, a circumstance, and we have our old beliefs hanging around our necks, like the belief we have to be liked by everyone, or we have to please people, or we have to keep up appearances. I know not everybody has all that, but it's a place to check. What are you afraid that you couldn't live without or let go of? You might not have to give it up, but wouldn't you feel better if you could release your desperate hold on it? You're releasing fear. Fear of what you might lose and what will happen if you do. Look at grievances and judgments you're holding on to. You might even be nursing resentments from Christmas last week about expectations that weren't met for you. Release the attention you're giving to those things. Relationships are always a fertile field for release. You might need to release a person entirely, or maybe release your expectations of them. Release who you want them to be, or what you think they should do. Release any fears about the future of that relationship. And what about your relationship with yourself? Most of us tell ourselves what we should and ought to do far more than we would tell anyone else. Release that inner critic. Release the labels you've accepted for yourself, labels you might have heard first from your parents or playmates or absorbed from our society. Too old, too fat, too shy, too loud. Some of us carry around labels for life. Release anything that limits you in knowing yourself as a free and magnificent spiritual being. And remember, you don't have to get mad to release something or someone. You don't have to condemn it or hate it. In fact, it's better to release with gratitude. Even your worst traits served you for a while. A job or a circumstance that you dislike now might have been good at some point, or at least valuable. It's like a house you were really excited to buy, but now you've outgrown. You don't have to hate the house. You just know it's time to move on. Bless and release. And, you know, this is exactly what we say about forgiveness. It occurred to me that the burning bowl is an exercise in forgiveness. Forgive was even today's daily word. Forgiving yourself, other people, circumstances, events in the past. I want to talk more about forgiveness in the first quarter of this coming year, because forgiveness clears the way for good. It opens space within you. And lots of studies show that it's good for your physical health. It is the most freeing, exhilarating thing you can do for yourself. If we start counting today, it is 99 days until Easter on April 5th. So between now and Easter, I would like to declare 99 days of forgiveness. Something we can do together. I hear you groaning. This is freedom. This is the way to freedom. I'll tell you more about it next week, and I'm not going to talk about forgiveness every week. Maybe a once-a-month check-in. But there's a lot to say about it, and there's lots you can do toward forgiveness. And the burning bowl is the perfect way to start on day one. Call it forgiveness, call it release. Probably the best and bravest declaration for the burning bowl is, I release what no longer serves me. I release what no longer serves me. You don't even have to know what it is. You can just say, I release what no longer serves me, and see what leaves your life. Now remember, it might look and feel like loss at first, but it is making way for higher good. You can ask, what do I need to release? Who or what am I willing to forgive? Don't think too hard about this. Let it bubble up from within you. Or notice what pops first into your mind. Intuition is fast and usually first. So write down whatever comes to you. So let's pause now to write. The ushers will leave the lights up so you can see your paper. Kit will play while you take a few minutes to write, or you can draw. Whatever you want to release or leave in the old year, whatever is not serving you or gets in the way of your happiness. Okay, looks like most of you are finished. Stuff just pours out, doesn't it? I'm always relieved when it's over. So set that aside for now, that list. We will burn it up in the fireplace after the service. You know, you can do this anytime. You can write and burn at home, or drown it, or bury it, or put it in a God box, any ritual of release, of letting go, more than once a year. So let's turn to the white stone. You've cleared a space by releasing, so now you may ask for it to be filled by Spirit. The white stone ceremony has an interesting background. It actually comes from a verse, in the book of Revelation, of all things. To everyone who conquers, I will give some of the hidden manna, and I will give a white stone. And on the white stone is written a new name that no one knows except the one who receives it. These symbols were more familiar in Bible times, so let's look at each of them. And remember, the book of Revelation is about our spiritual journey. It does not predict geopolitical conflict. It is not about the second coming of Jesus. It's about our divinity and the journey to realize our Christ consciousness, which is not an easy journey. So, to everyone who conquers, we conquer ourselves, we overcome our faults and shortcomings. The book of Revelation has a list of promises to those who conquer. King James says, those who overcometh. And this is important to note in unity especially, because we so strongly emphasize positivity and affirmation and prosperity, and overcoming is about denial and healing and rising above our human failings. That's what we're doing with the burning bowl. We're releasing a little more of that stuff. The spiritual journey is front-loaded with overcoming, releasing, cleansing, purifying, and it's hard work. But as you do that, I will give some of the hidden manna. Manna, of course, was food. When the Hebrew slaves wandered in the wilderness, God provided manna for them to eat. So for them, it became a symbol of being provided for by God. But this is hidden manna. Remember when Jesus said, I have food you know not of? Hidden manna is spiritual nourishment or understanding. And I will give a white stone. In those days, someone released from prison was given a white stone. Most of them didn't read or write, so they could carry around the stone as a symbol to show they had paid their debt to society. They were starting with a clean slate. The white stone symbolized freedom from the past. And to us, it represents a cleansed consciousness, ready to accept our true spiritual name, our real identity. We have conquered. And on the white stone is written a new name. In the Bible, names often reflect the character of the person, and the names were changed if the person changed. A familiar example is Jesus renamed Simon, the disciple, and called him Peter, which means the rock. It signified his solid faith. Peter reflected who Simon had become, a rock. Name changes in the Bible acknowledge spiritual deepening or greater awareness. And even more important than being given a new name is coming to a new concept of self. A new name that no one knows except the one who receives it. So not only did the name change, but the person changed and saw himself or herself differently. And the same is true for you. On the white stone, you are given a new name or word or description about your character, about who you came here to be and who you are now. And you're writing it on a rock, representing faith. It's a stone. This is a new realization of your true self, knowing your divine nature. So, in this one verse, if you overcome what doesn't serve you, parts of yourself that you can release, you are given spiritual nourishment and a new name to acknowledge your growth, guidance from within. One of the things we talked about in Through Me was allowing the divine to work through me. We seek guidance first, not when all seems lost, not when I'm at the end of my rope and don't know what more to do. Start by asking for guidance. That helps you set an intention, not just for where you're going, but how you want to be. The words that come through on the white stone are more likely about being than doing. Joy, peace, love. I got joy several years in a row. I've never known anyone who got clean out the garage. So when we go into meditation in a minute, think even less about this one than you did about the burning bowl. You're not figuring out your intention for 2015. Let yourself be told. Let spirit move through you. It will do sacred work through you this year if you're open to it. What you're asking for now is a word or a phrase to guide you or give you a hint about what to watch for, where to focus, to give you some direction. In the Northern Hemisphere, we have passed the winter solstice. December 21st was the shortest day. Even today, sunset will be 4 minutes later than it was last Sunday on the solstice. The white stone ceremony is to help you notice the growing illumination in your life, the gathering light as you step forward into a new year. We've passed a spiritual solstice too. The hard part is over, the dark night. You've looked into the shadow and written down what you want to release. Now you can just relax and tune into what's next. So a little more about how this works. Different people receive their word for the white stone in different ways. You might feel it bubbling up from inside, or beaming down from above, or it could be like a light bulb over your head. Some people see a vision, some hear a voice, some just know. So how does spirit speak to you? And when we go into meditation, be available to receive the name or word or short phrase that comes to you. It might be a noun, a verb, an adjective. Don't argue with it. If you catch yourself thinking, no, that can't be right, you're out of the sweet spot. You've quit receiving and gone to thinking. So just become still and know the word of guidance that you seek is seeking you. Open yourself to receive it. So let's go into meditation. We will dim the lights this time. And don't write anything on your stone yet. I'll cue you. For now, just close your eyes and find that place of connection in you. And quietly hear this promise again. On the white stone is written a new name that no one knows except the one who receives it. The Christ within, the I am of your being, will give you a new name, will expand your identity this year. What is the name or word being given to you? Ask, what will guide me forward this year? What do I need to know for my life? Go deep and be aware. Whenever you're ready, take the Sharpie and write your word on the white stone. Thank you. Now hold your stone and look at this new name, your special word. With this word as my guide, I enter the new year. Let's say that together. With this word as my guide, I enter the new year. And now say it with strong belief. With this word as my guide, I enter the new year. And so it is. Amen.